Jaina couldn't suppress a snort. She didn't want to decide in favor of either party. They were, Hutt and Sith both, self-centered liars, willing to throw anyone to the boar wolves to save their own hides. She was beginning to wish she'd taken Lando's advice and just left. Lando regarded her for a moment, then spoke.
Chancellor, I think Jedi Solo and I have heard enough to reach a verdict. Is there somewhere we could talk privately?
Certainly,
Thurima said. He indicated that they should follow him. They descended the podium. Jaina kept her eyes forward, but she could feel both Fall and Tuga watching her closely. Thurima led them to a small room off to the side. While much cozier in scale than the massive hall they had just departed, it was no less lovely or opulent. It was windowless, but glow rods provided more than enough illumination, and the chairs and sofa looked inviting. There was a small table in front of the sofa upon which rested a covered tray.
We have prepared some food for you, in case you are hungry, said Thurima. There is a comm panel on the right side of the door. When you have reached your decision, ring, let us know, or if you require more food or beverages.
Don't suppose you've got any Corellian whiskey? Asked Lando. I prefer Wyrin's Reserve, but I'll take whatever you've got.
Thurima smiled.
I remember you were fond of that. Unfortunately, I do not have any. However, I will send you a bottle of one of our local favorites.
Thanks.
Thurima nodded and closed the door. Jaina turned to Lando.
You shouldn't joke, she chided.
Who's joking?
You're going to drink? Now?
Can't think of a better time. You know your daddy would too, especially if he had Wyrin's Reserve.
I suppose he would at that.
Jaina sighed and plopped down into a chair.
Lando, what do we do? It's a miscarriage of justice either way. No one's innocent here. The Sith did violate the fountain, and I don't for a nanosecond believe that Holper was acting on his own initiative, and the Hutts didn't prevent it.
Lando sat down beside her and lifted the cover on the tray. Inside were unrecognizable tidbits. He picked one up, popped it into his mouth, and nodded appreciatively.
And you know the Sith were lying how?
She turned her head slowly and looked at him.
They're Sith,
she said.
I suppose I see your point, but that's bias.
You had to have seen how Holper reacted when Fall chucked him under the speeder.
Yeah, I did. But frankly, all we have are the reports, and what the Sith and Tuga tell us. You should try one of these blue things. They're pretty good.
Not hungry, thanks.
More for me, then.
He snagged another one. Jaina felt a flash of irritation, quickly dampened.
Lando was who he was. He had his own ways of handling things. So, this Fall person seems to think you're siding with her, right? Because you had come to help Luke, and Luke had allied with them?
Right. But I can't let the fact that they're bringing a frigate and more warm bodies to the fight sway me. And neither can you.
I know,
Jaina said, and flopped back in the chair.
I just need to do the right thing.
The problem was, when all options made you feel like you needed to take a Sanesteem, what was the right thing?